Empire of the Risen Sun, a treatise on the Kingdom of God, what it is and why it matters. Book 2, All the King's Men, by Steve Gregg, read by Tegan Moore. Endorsements. David Martinez. This is not a book, it's a life-changing journey. Within these pages, Dr. Gregg effectively becomes our passionate tour guide through a royal empire of cosmic proportions. Page after page will help you appreciate that this kingdom has its own benevolent laws, its own righteous economy, its own victorious foreign policy, and its own holy culture. Dr. Gregg skillfully explains exactly what it means to be a citizen of this divine domain. Personally, I have not read anything to date that does a better job at explaining the Lordship of Christ, nor what it means to be His disciple. This must-read will leave you either sorrowful, like the rich young ruler, or you too will find yourself singing the joyful anthem of this kingdom's Christ. David Martinez, International Evangelist and Teacher of the Bible. Other books by the author: Revelation, Four Views, A Parallel Commentary, Thomas Nelson, 1997-2013. All You Want to Know About Hell, Three Christian Views of God's Final Solution to the Problem of Sin, Thomas Nelson, 2013. And Empire of the Risen Sun, Book 1, There Is Another King, 2020. Dedication to Franklin D. Raymer, a true disciple if there ever was one, now in the presence of his King. Many thanks to my wife Dana for her helpful editorial suggestions and for finding many, perhaps not all, of my typos. Special thanks to Brian and Esty Williams for their enthusiastic and palpable assistance with this project. At least 90% of the proceeds from the sales of this book will be donated to vetted Christian charities that feed the global poor and that faithfully spread the gospel of the Kingdom of God. Foreword. I have abandoned my search for truth and am now looking for a good fantasy. Ashley Brilliant. The most consequential decision every person will ever make is whether to live in reality or in a delusion. In the world of reality, there is a God who has elevated His Son to the position of universal rulership. Those who live in the real world are those who take this into consideration and live continually in that awareness. There is a King named Jesus, and those who have not embraced a fantasy, whether a good one or a bad one, embrace this as the foundational fact of life. It is the source of all righteousness and peace and joy, as Paul said, and it is called the Kingdom of God. Those who have not incorporated this reality into their thinking still live in a misapprehension of all that is around them. They are in no position to make coherent sense of anything that happens, and must grope in the dark for ultimate meaning. The Bible says that the god of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of those who do not recognize the truth. The Hindus have a concept called Maya, the supernatural power of gods or demons to create illusions. They affirm that everything is Maya. Followers of Christ can affirm that these dear souls have discovered something true about the world in which they live. Lacking the awareness of the Kingdom of God, every worldview is merely an illusion. Those who do not know the difference between reality and the illusion are delusional. Deceptive illusions can be enjoyable in the short term, like that of pretending you are in an exotic sub-Saharan rainforest, far from civilization and surrounded by interesting African fauna. It is delightful right up to the moment your little skiff emerges into the thoroughly un-jungle-like reality at the end of Disneyland's brief Jungle Cruise ride. This was my favorite ride as a child. I well remember the intense sense of disappointment whenever the boat turned that last bend in the Faux River and emerged from the dense verdure, revealing that the Jungle Cruise illusion had once again ended. Fantasies are really only good when you know they are not real. If we mistake a fantasy for reality and begin making life decisions as if it were true, we set ourselves up for tragedy and disillusionment. Even the most pleasing delusion amounts only to a constant banging of one's head against the unyielding wall of truth. The illusion that one's philandering husband is really very devoted and loyal, or that the person inviting the teen to post nude pictures of herself to his phone is really a Hollywood talent scout, or that a Nigerian widow has decided to share her deceased husband's millions with a total stranger, if believed, can lead to enormous tragedy and disillusionment. Deception can be terribly costly. Possessing and embracing reality, however, allows one to navigate through life without fear of it leading to existential regret at the end of the road. To live in the light of the reality of the kingdom of God, that is, under Christ's lordship, is to become a disciple of the King. The human race was created for this very thing. Any course of life less than this amounts to the waste of the one shot given to every person to decide between living in reality and pursuing a pleasant fantasy. This book is the second on the subject of The Empire of the Risen Sun. Written with those in mind who read the first volume, There Is Another King. In that book, I sought to demonstrate that nothing in the world makes sense other than embracing this truth and ordering all of one's personal life according to that reality. The kingdom of God is an objective reality. It becomes a personal reality to each individual when one becomes a committed disciple of the King himself. To those thirsting for such reality, this book seeks to provide some guidance to the springs of living water found only in Christ by those who wholly follow him. Such people are called disciples. As Book 1 dealt with the kingdom of God conceptually, this book deals with the kingdom in practical terms. What does it mean or require to be a part of this kingdom? How does this phenomenon affect and change every aspect of one's life on earth and make one a world changer? The author is one who chose this path as a youth, who has now lived, though imperfectly, according to these truths without the slightest regret for 50 years at the time of writing. This way has been trod by true disciples for 2,000 years, and it is a well-proven path. What I am talking about must not be mistaken for whatever you may have heard called Christianity. That word has been used to describe many things, not all of which deserve the label. Even a casual study of church history, both ancient and modern, will demonstrate that a great number of those calling themselves Christians throughout history have never so much as endeavored to live as disciples of Jesus on his terms. Footnote: I do not mean to suggest that they were all hypocrites, though there has never been a shortage of those. A very large percentage of people in churches at any time in history have been biblically illiterate and have never learned of the true path of the disciple of Jesus, which is not concealed to anyone seeking guidance from the words of Jesus himself. It would seem that even many of the clergy have also known little of the matter. End footnote. When the way of Christ is presented without compromise, many of the most vocal opponents to the truth turn out to be those within the church. Like Israel of old, the church has seldom lacked for critics of the way of the King, even within her ranks. Many today, like the impostors in the church whom Jude described, speak evil of whatever they do not know. The sources consulted in developing the thoughts in this book have been Jesus, his first disciples, and others throughout history who took the path here recommended. The speculations of those who have never taken the path need not be consulted by travelers seeking guidance.